It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Oh, all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, Evan, and when I have Max on, I know that a lot of our audience aren't quite at that point where they're on Social Security or Medicare, but their parents certainly are. And when you see that we are creating these drugs and we're talking about how great our nation is and we've got the greatest medical, you know, and Sandy was talking about this on yesterday. But yet all these things are just for those who can afford it. What minister in all of that, man? You know, your life is not as valuable as somebody else's life because you don't have as much money.
It's something I feel every single day. You know, I'm officially in my mid-30s and I haven't been to the doctor in 15 years. And I think about this pretty often now. It's getting to be about that time. And I only hesitate because it's people at the bottom of the rung, you know, people without so much money end up paying a lot more. Preventative care is expensive to begin with, let alone emergency care. You know, we had talked about dental stuff in the past, and that's something that I've stabilized. I'm taking great care of myself. It's a lot of effort, but, you know, I'm not continually getting worse. But I really need to figure out a way to make this happen. And unfortunately, insurance isn't the answer as of right now. You know, it's very, very expensive, and it doesn't. It's not like you buy insurance and all now you can get your teeth fixed. You know, it costs a lot more than that.
You heard Max. You heard Max state that what is taking place is there are Republicans who have set this in motion. You know, I keep getting from people that you're always beating up on Republicans.
Sure.
It's always, Earl, all you ever do is talk about Republicans. Did you or did you not just hear Max say, going back to 2003, it was Republicans who set this in motion where you could not hold the pharmaceutical companies. You couldn't, Medicare could not negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies, and it was Republicans who made that deal. Now, the elderly, last time I checked, are not just, you know, Democrats. They're Republicans, too. So what I don't understand and will never understand is why there are elderly people who continue to support Republicans. And it's only all I can gather is that they don't understand the damage that these people have done to them. Because if they understood what Republicans have done and continue to do, something other than a Republican.
Yeah.
The Republican is not a friend of the elderly. They're not a friend of the young. We all know that. Who do we have on the line?
We've got Tom from LA joining us. Perfect timing.
Hey, Tom, what's going on? What's going on, Tom?
First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, Earl, what I don't understand, and you tell me what you think, what the hell is it going to take to put some fire under the asses of our Democratic congresspeople and some passion? My God, the worst thing that would happen is they get some media attention. But it's like the house is burning down. And they act like, oh, well, let's make sure we do this proper procedure and say my good dear friend over there on that other side or, you know, whatever it might be. It's not that time. We need some fire. We need some people calling out the fact that the Republican Party is completely bought and paid for by the corporations, and that George War Criminal Bush was the one that kicked off this whole Medicare privatization that was going on, like Mr. Richmond said. I mean, this all comes down to money and politics. It all comes down to the rigged system that is all about corporations buying their politicians. And I just don't understand what it's going to take for the Democratic Party to get ticked off enough that they start screaming at the top of their lungs that we're losing it. We're losing our We the People government.
So, Tom, listen to this, because this was the next subject I was going to talk about. Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace has basically been one of the folk who are holding the line. They're condemning Democrats who plan to increase the Internal Revenue Service because there's so many people, especially wealthy people, who are not paying their fair share. Her argument is, and again, this is a congresswoman from South Carolina, Republican. Her argument is that if you increase double the size of the IRS, it would cost the taxpayers billions upon billions of dollars that they haven't had to pay. Well, they haven't had to pay it because the government hasn't been in a position to track them down. And so I'm a person who, I'm a little guy. Man, I pay my taxes. I'm not a person who fudges on, because I'm the little people are the ones who are afraid that if you don't pay your taxes, you're going to jail. It's the big shots, for the most part, who aren't paying these taxes. So who would be against them bringing in more teeth to the IRS, where there's more resources to help the little guy? Am I thinking about it wrong, Tom?
No. As my dad said, God rest his soul, always said, if you got the guy that's not paying his taxes and he's the one down at the low totem pole, you know, he's a piece of ass. But, you know, if you got the guy at the top and he's not paying his taxes and getting away with it, he's a genius. So my dad was absolutely correct in terms of that being the way that, unfortunately, the country looks at things.
Well, you also hear right now that the Build Back Better plan, the reason Republicans are saying, well, we can't afford that, there's no money for that. Well, if the people paid the taxes, you know, we would not be in a position where there's a debate on whether or not, you know, the elderly will be able to get a morsel of food to eat.
But at the same time, we have all the power on the Democratic side through reconciliation that we could actually get this thing through. And you know what? I do hold the responsibility at the feet of President Joseph Biden in terms of kicking these guys in the butt and telling them, you know what, this is the way it's going to be. I may be the president of the United States. I may want the country to come together and make sure that we are one nation. But you know what? I am also the head of the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party should be standing for the things that FDR and the four freedoms that FDR talked about, which honestly is not just good policy, it's good politics for everyone around.
Hey, Tom. Hey, as always, man, thank you. Thank you very much. As always, have a great weekend.
Just to expound on something Tom said real quick, regarding that privatization of Medicare, you know, that's the Medicare Advantage plans. You know, they're selling it as you get these expanded benefits in vision and dental and stuff, but those are run by private entities. And it's true. We have to stop this.
Yeah, man. You know, I want to move now to mental health in this country, man.
And
we live in a nation. You know, we used to have some compassion for people who are mentally ill in this country. We really did. And we would take into consideration when people were mentally ill, and we would treat them not as if they were sane. You know, it was Ronald Reagan, another Republican, who emptied the institutions in this country that would take care of many mentally ill people. And they would be treated with dignity and respect. I remember that in my lifetime as an adult. And Ronald Reagan said, we can no longer afford as a nation to take care of the mentally ill amongst us. And many of them were turned out into the street. And many of the people in this listening audience know what I'm talking about. They remember when that took place. And they remember when people with mental illness were treated with a modicum of dignity in this country. But once again, it was the Republican Party that turned those people out on the street. And we have not done our due diligence as a nation and as human beings to treat people with mental illness as respectful parts of our society. You shouldn't treat a person who has documented mental illness as if they are the same as people who don't have any documented mental illness. I mean, it is an absolute, there should never be a comparison of that, Evan.
Damn right.
Clinical psychologists have done studies, and people who are declared mentally ill, they're declared mentally ill not by you and I, but by doctors who have done the research and the study of the patients that they are talking about.
Yeah, we live in a reactive system. We wait for somebody to do something heinous or to break the law or to hurt a loved one. All these things. We wait to react to deal with this stuff.
And then we overlook the fact that we know the person, even is documented, has mental illnesses, and we dismiss that. And then we stick them into prisons.
That's what they are, yeah.
And for those who aren't fortunate enough to go to a mental health institution where they're locked away, we'll send some to regular prisons.
It's dreadful, yeah.
So why don't we as a society say something about that? Maybe it's only because unless you have a mentally ill person yourself, I have a son that has mental illness. So I know that I would never put my son in a situation where he could do some things or is on his own in situations where he can be taken advantage of.
And that's precisely it. Yeah, yeah. Exploited, taken advantage of.
Well, yes, we live in a society like that.
Yeah.
And so once those people are taken advantage of, why doesn't then our society protect them? We used to, as a society in my lifetime, protect the mentally ill. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Why is it that our nation has turned its back on the mentally ill? After all, the last time I checked, people don't choose to have mental illness.
I think it circles back around to this whole idea that your health isn't the problem of the state. You know, that this lack of a I'll call it socialized healthcare system, only in the way that everybody has access to it. that reaches to mental health too. You know, when these services aren't available, no one's standing in the wings to do the right thing.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And then when that mentally ill person does something to harm the community, there's this hue and outcry. We got to go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.